All eyes turn to jobs as new employment numbers are revealed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. This is a big week for learning what's really going on in the job market. A number of important employment indicators are out today and tomorrow. Joining us now is John Challenger. He's CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas. Among other things, his firm finds new jobs for laid-off workers. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark.
So you track layoffs around the country and have a new report out this hour. What's the big picture? What are you seeing?
The nation's employers announced plans to cut payrolls by 40,430 jobs in January. That was down 24% from what we saw in January a year ago. In fact, it was the third lowest January total we've seen since 1993. Often January is a very heavy time for layoffs, so it does suggest strength in the economy.
So what industries are losing jobs and which are the ones that are hiring?
January job cuts were led by the financial and retail sectors with 8,500 and 6,600 job cuts respectively. Interestingly, there was also a big announcement by Lowe's of hiring, suggesting turbulence in the retail sector.
One thing you were looking at is just the impact of more and more businesses getting away from brick and mortar, you know, increasing their digital assets. Talk about that and how that's having an impact on jobs.
Well, no question, companies continue to deal with those issues. For example, one of the big cuts of the month was Blockbuster that finally closed their remaining stores, which impacted 3,000 workers. You know that that's been affected, that company, by the move to online movie access by its customers.
And are you seeing any interesting trends as far as which regions are gaining and losing jobs?
Regions have been hit, you know, heavier. In the Midwest, but generally the job cuts have been spread out. Interestingly, the economy contracted by 0.1% in the fourth quarter, but these low job cut totals that we've seen for the last several months indicate that employers don't really foresee a prolonged decline in economic activity.
Now, tomorrow we get one of the most closely watched reports in business. We'll learn the unemployment rate and how many new jobs were added in January. What are you expecting?
We're expecting that the economy will continue to create strong jobs. It's in fact been stronger than most people think. We created 1.5 million jobs in the last year. In fact, 2.5 million more people are working now. So we expect that trend will continue to slowly but steadily and consistently drive unemployment down.
Okay, John Challenger, CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas. Thanks very much.
Thank you.